ghouls. Son of a bitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
now?
Funny little green ghouls.
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What?
No, green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not.
Welcome to Area 215.
Wait, harmonize. I can't do that.
Welcome to Area 215.
Oh, we're sing-songing
it? Gregorian chanting.
Cool. That's I'm Sam Hot Vodka.
This is Bobby the Two-Inch Punisher.
And this is us.
We're here.
We're queer.
We're ready for a cocktail.
Yeah. We're also, it's raining, and this is a very tropical-y drink.
It's very rainy. But then our other drink is turmeric, so that's interesting.
So, as you may or may not know, we are a podcast who talks about weird shit and the paranormal. We make cocktails that go along with them. Right?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Alright.
It sounded like you were going to like say something else. I was leaving room for you because we just talked about how we talk over each other on the podcast a lot.
That's fine. So we've been kind of talking about a potential restructure of what we do. And
we're going with expansion.
Expansion. So we still are going to be giving you all the weird shit, but I think we're going to just start maybe not doing strictly Pennsylvania stuff.
Yeah. Up until this point, we've had four seasons of just Pennsylvania. We're into other shit outside of the area. It's not even that we're getting like close to the end of the list or anything. There's just so much stuff that it could be so fun to talk about. Limiting ourselves seems silly.
Yeah, there's also, like, we're from Pennsylvania. It doesn't mean that you are.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We definitely want to make more content that people get excited about, too. And I think people get excited to hear about stuff from where they're at and not coming to us. So, I don't know. It's cool. We're excited. We're going to keep talking about ghosts and cryptids and weird paranormal shit.
Yeah, I just remembered I had, like, a half-dream idea that I wrote down that I was going to tell you about ghost hunting for episodes. But I don't need to tell these hoes that now.
No, not now. Not now. But yeah, this does mean we'll be going back to some like old episodes, and we'll also be doing like some longer like series like episodes, which is kind of what today is the start of.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited. We're doing Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoots.
Big feet. There's so many of them, and
it's not big feet, it's Bigfoots.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Well, who's gonna come at me? Fucking Beefro? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, they'll look at you like, why would you do that from across the convention? They'll be like, why would you? Slander.
Slander.
You simply used the wrong name. But yeah, we're talking about Bigfoots, and Sam made a really cool drink.
Yeah, it has, usually we'll try to make,
what it sounds like.
Usually I feel like I try to make a drink that is like very, like, I usually never know what we're talking about, so, like, Buff will give me, like, some keywords, and I'll try to make a drink based off of that. But I knew that we were doing Bigfoot, and I also was like, I don't want to make a brown drink.
Yeah, because I kept being like, well, scat. Obviously. Obviously, it's going to look like papoo. And then I was like, that's so gross.
Yeah, I mean,
I really hope it is, like, legit the only thing I can think of. I like this drink because it seems like a thing that, one, I would drink with a Bigfoot.
That's true.
But also, like, vacay Bigfoot style.
Yeah, like fucking Hawaiian shirt, fucking cool sunglasses.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a fun time.
That's a new tattoo to go along with the Party Reaper that I have.
That's actually not a
Party Bigfoot?
Idea. That's a really good idea.
Hell yeah, let's fucking go and do it. Also, I was, like, it was just starting to get nice, and I was like, ooh, I want to make, like, a fun, nice, I want to sit by the beach and drink this with Bigfoot drink, and now it's fucking raining.
It's raining, and it's, like, kind of cold, and it's been, like, kind of cold all week.
It's freezing.
But, yeah, did we put any of the blue stem stuff in this drink?
No, not this one.
Okay, because we also made a mocktail, which is very good. It is the blue stem botanicals spicy turmeric. Spicy turmeric, simple syrup in soda water.
Yes.
It's a very simple mocktail, and it's very good. But they're from Doylestown, so I wanted to like drop their name. They're cool.
Yeah.
They're very nice people. I met them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Got some bitters. So this is going to be like an ongoing series because Bigfoot is a very big topic. So we're like kind of breaking it down. So today's episode is going to be mostly about like modern. Wait, did you want to say anything else about the drink?
Oh, yeah, usually given the little, it's tequila.
It is tequila.
There's also blood orange in it, because it always takes me forever to find blood oranges, so when I went to Produce Junction and I was like, there she is!
And there's
So I bought a bunch.
Joe, get a cart.
I was alone. Maiden was in the car too. I was like, Maiden, I have to hurry.
Get a cart. There's coconut cream in it. I don't know. I like it. It's good. Big fan. But yeah, we're talking about modern Bigfoots. Bigfoots have been around for like a really long time, or at least stuff that kind of like resembles Bigfoots or reminds us of Bigfoots. And there's a bunch of different types of Bigfoots. So yeah, we're talking like modern Bigfoots. We're going to kind of break them down pretty. What's the word for like when you break it down into big parts? Mm. Generally into like general locations. That was the word that I was looking for.
That's not words. Words?
Those are words, but like fucking general areas. But we gotta talk about like Bigfoot like we do everything else. There's like a bunch of different types of Bigfoots and they vary in like shape and size and color and stuff. But like they do, there's a reason they're all considered part of like the same family. So they're, if you don't know, they're large hairy humanoids. They're believed, Bigfoot specifically, are believed to inhabit forests in North America, particularly in the Pacific Northwest. Tall, hairy humanoids, which have appeared throughout folklore throughout Europe and America for, like, hundreds of years, have existed. But most cultures have accounts of, like, wild men or, like, hairy humanoids, hairy giants, human-like giants. They're all kind of, like, different things. Mm. But pretty much, like, most cultures, I was gonna say pretty much all, but I don't actually know if it's all, it's a lot of cultures,
yeah,
have something like Bigfoot. But in the 20th century, Bigfoot became sort of like its own thing, like outside of lore, everybody knows who the fuck Bigfoot is, right?
Yeah, who wouldn't? I don't know,
you just look at me so blank. I'm like, wait, do you know people who don't know Bigfoot?
I guess I don't ask everybody that. I'm going to start. Do you know who Bigfoot is?
After that Squatch, like, soap.
Oh,
came
yeah.
Came out and, like, Harry and the Hendersons and stuff. Yeah. It's just, it feels like, and there's a new movie about Bigfoots coming out.
I feel like you would really have to be living under a rock if you didn't know. Like, you don't need to know the Bigfoot lore or,
sure,
like.
But, like, you, if I say Bigfoot, we all kind of imagine the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So evidence suggests that Bigfoot's existence is, like, kind of spotty and not always reliable, but that like, includes, like, the photos, the videos, audio recordings, hair samples, footprints, and poop.
Poop.
Yeah, it's very, like, you could debunk it, this guy might be telling the truth, like, it's just always spotty and, like, I don't know. For all the evidence that we do have, no, not there's no real conclusive anything. So, I don't know. Is it a hoax? Is it a misidentification? Mm. Possibly a transdimensional creature? Does it fucking matter?
That's my favorite one.
Transdimensional creature.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's going to get an episode all of itself, I think.
Yeah, like, it's going like to have to be.
That's like a good time.
Yeah, like we said, this Bigfoot one, we're just doing generalizations today. There's going to be bigger.
Yeah, but I do think that those are going to be some of like the next couple ones. Yeah, I'm fucking reading this differently today and it's like really fucking me up. I'm gonna change the way my computer is.
Yeah, change it.
We're all learning shit today.
Yeah, because Audacity decided to shit the bed.
Holy fuck. Oh my god, my notes are going haywire.
Cool.
All right, so since this is such a concentrated area of study, as cryptozoology goes at least, we will be breaking this down into a series, into multiple parts. Oh, I already said that. You guys know that already.
Yeah.
Tackling different types of Bigfoots and where they live is today. I know, this is more than just Pennsylvania, but it's cool because we already addressed that.
Yeah.
I forgot that I wrote that part. fucking... I need to change this again. All of this is, like, weird. It's very hard for me to read this. I am so sorry, guys.
It's a weird day.
It's a very weird day. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Bigfoot being an interdimensional traveling being, or the guardian to a different plane, has always been my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. That is very... There's a lot of stuff in, like, Native American lore.
About that,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's going to get its own episode,
yeah,
which is going to be fucking, I don't know, very cool research in my brain. So generally, as we said, an insane amount of lore exists surrounding Bigfoots and Bigfoot's possible relatives, and they share a good amount of characteristics. So those including being, like, large and, like, super ripped, and like bipedal,
mm-hmm.
and they're like human and ape-like, and I'm flexing right now. I don't know why I'm flexing. Their faces are usually the most human part about them.
Mm-hmm.
They're often covered in black, dark brown, or dark red hair or fur, but there's a huge variety within like the coloring of fur. Usually they're like cited to be like 6 to 9 feet tall, but they can get as tall as like 10-15 feet.
Jesus Christ.
Huge.
Imagine just like walking into that.
Huge.
My head would go right into their crotch.
Well, and like even some of the ones that they're like, oh, it was like 6 foot, 350 pounds. I was like, that's a big boy. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. It's really their face that's the most human, not just their feet.
Usually their face is the most human part. The feet actually is a very good point, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bigfoot on the wall.
Because they do all have, like, very... But, like, some of the feet have claws, but I guess that could just be long toenails. Like,
no, you're right. There's,
like, variation on the feet that I guess, like, usually the most human part about them is
consistently, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And again, variation between all different types of Bigfoot. So we're going to break it down the Bigfoot 411 way, which is fun.
Break it down now.
We're going to break down in a minute. We got to talk about their fucking huge shoulders and their fucking necks. Like, I just, it's like big neck. They don't really have necks. It's just like a shoulder.
It's a big neck, like, a bitch.
Neck. Yeah. It's like a big neck, but no neck.
Those delts are huge.
Yeah. And their arms, they got like really, usually like long arms, and they kind of like swing sort of ape-like.
Good old long arms.
Good old long bones. So often their eyes are reported to glow yellow or red. A lot of people think that's, like, a misidentification of, like, a raccoon, but no. I think it's...
What?
There's no reason for an ape or a human-like creature to have eyes that glow.
How the fuck are you confusing a raccoon with something that could potentially be 15 feet tall?
Because it's in a tree.
But where's the body?
It's very scary.
I'm sorry. I don't buy that one.
No. I just want to think that their eyes glow. So I'm going with that. Their eyes glow.
Laser eyes.
They're laser eyes. They're not raccoons. They're not cats. Whatever. They're usually known to smell like horrendous.
Yeah.
Michael Rugg of the Bigfoot Discovery Museum describes it as a skunk that had rolled around in dead animals and hung around a garbage pit.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross. Their feet are obviously huge. Sometimes as long as 24 inches and as wide as 8. They have 5 distinguishable digits, which, like, is what you were saying. Like, they do have very human-looking feet, especially in the prints that we have.
Yeah.
The appearance of claws is highly debated, as I said. But that's just, like, it's just inconsistent in reports. It's not like anyone's really putting up a stink about whether or not Bigfoot has fucking claws.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I've heard people... do that where they like kind of flip out. They're like, they're not mean, they don't have claws, they don't have fangs.
Whoa.
Because like I think people really want Bigfoot to be very
like a pet
and gentle, and like if there is a Bigfoot and Bigfoot like creatures, like they're wild animals, like
yeah.
they don't care about you, so chill.
Well, even I was thinking about like the toenails and claws as in like, you know, like dogs. It's always like, well, if you walk them enough and they're like in the woods and everything more, like their nails file down themselves.
Right, right.
So I'm like, maybe that Bigfoot's not getting a walk.
Oh.
And that's why his feet.
That probably has to do with like how bipedal creatures and quadrupedal, people, things that walk on four legs. That just like,
it
I
would
don't
also,
know. That's I feel like our feet are just shaped differently because of how we carry our weight.
Yeah.
So like. Yeah, I think you're right here. Bigfoot needs to go on a rot walk.
Well, I also...
fucking talk. This has nothing to do with the drinking.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Well, I also wonder, too, like, if the claws were a thing depending on, like, different terrains that these different Bigfoot are in.
Yeah, I know. That's, like, a good point because a lot of them are, like, wooded areas are really popular. But there's also, like, jungle Bigfoots.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some Bigfoots that go from mountains into valleys. Like, they live in valleys, but, like, they cross over mountains.
I was going to say mountain Bigfoots.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of those in Europe. So, actually, today we are going over to Europe and Africa.
Whoa. We're going to just get on a boat and head over?
We're heading over.
Boop, boop.
Which means I'm about to pronounce some shit wrong, and I apologize in advance. So, fun fact. Do you ever wonder where the Bigfoot name originated?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it has big feet.
Yeah, but the timing, like, I thought it was cool, like, learning how Bigfoot got, like, it's, like, fucking Bigfoot names. So
yeah.
1958, this guy named Jerry Crew, who was a machine operator for a logging company. See, that's why I thought it was cool.
All right.
Because he's a machine operator. In Humboldt County, California, discovered a 16-inch long human-like footprint sunk deep into the ground as though the thing who made the print was super heavy.
Shout out to Humboldt.
Humboldt.
Weed Town.
Weed Town. Fucking Murder Town.
I was going to say Murder Mountain Town.
Yeah. Stay away. So his co-workers claimed to have seen similar tracks near an oil drum that was inexplicably moved. The oil drum weighed 450 pounds.
Whoa.
So Jerry and his crew began calling the thing that made the track Bigfoot, which I guess you fucking predicted, because it's really not that hard to fucking figure out. But tracks continued to appear around their job site, and the crew decided that they were going to create a plaster cast of the mold, and then on August, that clearly says October, on October 6, 1958, he appeared on the front page of the Humboldt Times, which is that famous picture of the dude just, like, cheesing with the Bigfoot fucking plaster cast.
Oh, yeah.
At least I sort of just assume that's the one. I don't actually know if that's the picture, but I think that's the picture that
we can Google.
It's in, like,
it.
Every Bigfoot museum.
Yeah.
So from there, the story got picked up by the New York and the LA Times, and the term Bigfoot became a reference to an apparently large unknown creature leaving big old footprints around Northern California.
Big old footprints.
And over the years, it, like, moved to outside of California. So to this day, Humboldt County is the Bigfoot capital of the world, but Bigfoots have been seen, like, fucking all over the U.S.
Yeah.
I can't even say continental U.S. Alaska, definitely. I don't know about Hawaii.
Are we considering the Yeti to be a Bigfoot?
We'll talk about Yetis. Okay. We'll talk about them today.
All right.
I definitely want to do more stuff about Yetis, but Yetis, there's no Yetis in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, absolutely none.
You said Alaska, so that's what made me think about Yeti.
No, those are just, like, I don't know. I think, if I'm remembering right, it's the type 3 in the 411 Bigfoot breakdown.
Oh, I don't
know
about
this. I
think
type 3 is the Alaska one. And you'll... I don't think I told you they're in, like, classified types earlier. I just listed off what they were.
Yeah.
But they break them down into, like, type 1, type 2, type 3. Whatever. We'll get there.
Okay.
So, BFRO, the boys.
BFRO.
Bigfoot Field Research Organization. Sponsor us. They can't even sponsor themselves. So, report over 400 sightings with California... 400 years of sightings.
Whoa.
Yes. With California, Florida, Ohio, and Illinois as the top sighting sites. Over 300 of them have been listed, like, on the BFRO site.
Mm-hmm.
They have just, like, a breakdown of, like, numbers. You can go to the numbers and click them and see the breakdown for each state. They estimate, BFRO estimates there to be 2,000 to 6,000 individual Bigfoots. BFRO just works in America, by the way.
That's
in the United
so
States.
Many Bigfoots.
So many Bigfoots. Arguments have been made for many more based off a crazy thing. So based off a home range of 160 square miles comparable to grizzly bears and accounting for four family units, which are called tribes, in 2.3 million miles of undeveloped land of the U.S., there would be over 1,400 troops, or not tribes, troops, which is over 55,000 individuals. So based off of...
Oh my God, that's so many... How?
Based off of the home range of a grizzly bear.
Yeah, that's where, like, I was like, whoa.
There is the potential for 55,000 in the continental United States.
Do you believe that?
Actually, that might be including Alaska, too.
I feel like we would have seen.
No, I don't believe that at all, Sam. I don't believe that. That's why I said it's based off of Crazy Town. it's a wildly high number for something that, like, people are like, I saw it and it was blurry. Like,
yeah, maybe he'd just be blurry.
He is just blurry. In reality, it's likely that Wolf Fehrenbach got it right, stating that it's probable that Sasquatch population is quite small. They have long lifespans and few offspring, kind of like millennials, you know? Just kidding. Millennials are dying at an alarming rate because of a bunch of things, but... Oh, Jesus.
Stay
can
safe out
that,
there.
Can we take that part out, too? Just bleak. They are credited to have like a large amount of diversity because of the differences in color and size, implying that they are a like apex predator, essentially. They don't really have many enemies naturally. So yeah, let's start breaking them down.
Break them down.
Fucking
now.
North America Bigfoots by type, according to Bigfoot 411.
They're it's a phone.
They're
it's
an accredited university.
It's like, hello? Bigfoot 411?
Can I get type 1 on the phone? It's going to be the classic Squatch.
What does he look like?
He resembles a human fused with mountain gorilla. With a robust build, broad chest. I wrote bread chest. That's funny. Broad chest. Black hair and gray skin. But they can also be brown, auburn, cinnamon, and white.
Cinnamon. Oh, look at the cinnamon Bigfoot.
It's like spice.
Yeah. That's cute. Even though it probably smells like asshole. Like rotted with cinnamon.
With cinnamon. It's like when you take a big old dookie, but there's potpourri in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Is that bad?
You just ate the potpourri. My pop-up used to do that by accident. He'd be too drunk and would like lean over for a thing of chips.
And I definitely did that as a kid.
Yeah, but he's just like
a drunk adult.
You're right. Yeah, there was apparently one time he just kept eating potpourri. They looked over, his mouth was blue, his fingers were blue.
He kept doing
it? Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah, so it's a lot like that. So sometimes they develop a sagittal crest, which is like the part of certain gorillas that are like above their heads, like a flap. It's not a flap. It's like just loose skin, kind of. And it makes it look like they're wearing a hood.
Ew.
Yeah, it kind of looks like their foreskin on their head.
Okay, because I was originally picturing like a Jimmy Neutron S head.
No.
Esque.
No, think like that. You see of the Planet of the Apes?
No, but I can picture
like
what you're talking about.
Has it?
Okay,
orangutans have it.
Yeah,
it's just like a bunch of fucking. It makes it look like they have like a big old brow.
Yeah,
and it's just like a
fat head, fucking scrotum looking ass head.
Yeah, it Ew. Looks like their heads are trying to peek out of a scrotum.
Ew.
They have prominent brow ridges and receding foreheads with deep set eyes. They often have a flat face with prominent cheekbones, square jaws, and a bulging mouth. Ew. Usually their nose looks pretty human, but it has been described to be pug-like, which I thought you'd like.
That's cute.
Yeah, but they have flat nostrils.
It's cute and horrifying at the same time. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm like, ew. But like,
I think the sound you just made perfectly like represented what your face looked like. You're like trying to smile, but really uncomfortable. So usually... Oh, I already read that part. Yeah, they just have, like, flat nostrils. That's what I mean by pug-like. Their estimated height is about 7'10", but sometimes 9 foot or larger.
Big boy.
And their estimated weight is 500 to 800 pounds.
Damn.
So that's type 1.
Type 1 diabetes. That's all I keep thinking of.
Nope. Different than that. Fucking type 2. They're more ape-like. They don't have a name like the classic Squatch. They're just more ape-like.
Oh my God, it's a more ape-like.
No, you go, it's a type 2, more ape-like.
Oh, my bad.
So they're reported mostly in southern regions of North America. Often, they have large eyes with expanded pupils. Their hair color is usually black, but it can be orange, auburn, or cinnamon.
Wow, it seems like they're all around the same color.
Yeah, kind of. Slightly smaller than type 1s. Their average height is 7 foot.
Mm-hmm.
They're believed to exhibit territorial behavior and aggression, often preying on smaller varieties of livestock, like chicken and goats.
Okay.
Like, there have been reports of, like, beheadings and stuff of, like, just like ripped up kind of thing.
Chickens like doesn't really chicken seems like a snack for a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Like a bag of chips.
And like they didn't really say it, but for some reason I kept thinking it as I was reading it. Like they seem like, you know those like playful little kids that you're like, fucking stop destroying everything and why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Where you're like, why do you think this is like cute? It's not cute.
Yeah.
It's almost like they think they're being cute.
They're like, hee hee.
Yeah, they're not being cute.
We're gonna fucking completely squash these chickens.
Yeah. Like, but their footprints resemble humans or small primates like chimps or orangutans.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, type 2. That's type 2, more ape-like.
More ape-like.
So type 3. Kukwis and Gokwis. from the Mi'kmaq lore. I'm pretty sure that's how you say that. Sorry if I butchered it. They're mandrill-like, which are like those... They're native to West Central Africa. They have like a colorful red and blue skin, face, and butt.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like long canine teeth and large bodies.
So very much like a baboon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Rafiki.
Yeah.
They only share like the color, the coloring of the, I don't know. It's weird.
Baboons have long teeth.
Yes.
They have big old fangs.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. And the teeth. You're right. You're right. And they're huge. So, explained as possessing a primal aura. What the fuck did I mean by that?
Like,
I guess they gotta be like pretty. Oh, yeah. No, these ones like act fucking crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like really fucking intense. They have diverse facial features and have sometimes been described as looking like a dog or a bear, but usually a baboon. They're very large, anywhere from 10 to 15 feet tall, with oversized heads, which I don't know how big your head has to be oversized at 15 feet tall, but oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
They're illustrated as having, like, a more monstrous appearance than anything ape-like. I think they're supposed to look kind of like how we see depictions of Yetis.
Okay.
Where they're just, like, angry.
Yeah.
Man, they're always like, "Gah, get out of my swamp."
Not the right place, but no. Get out of my glacier.
Yeah. That doesn't roll off the tongue so well, though.
Yeah, and we don't think of Shrek immediately.
Get out of my cave, because they live in the mountains.
Mm.
They only come down to search for food. They're usually dark brown or, like, deep brown. Those are the same color. Some folks have stated that they seem to be adorned in animal pelts, possibly pointing to, like, patchy varieties of fur.
Okay.
Like, variations of fur on the same creature.
It's like a camouflage thing, I feel like.
It's gotta be, yeah. So, if you ever heard of Bigfoots eating humans, these are the guys.
Okay.
Though Bigfoots are not often believed to be hostile in this way, ancient legends hold up that the belief that they may be more aggressive towards humans. These guys definitely have glowing red eyes and at close range seem bulletproof, so if anyone's going to fuck you up, it's probably going to be this guy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Also, 15 foot, it's going to fuck me up.
Oversized head.
Yeah, it's rock head.
Yeah, like my main defense is a headbutt.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Literally was like, ugh.
Yeah, so like, if I can't headbutt you, I don't know what I'm going to do here. I don't know.
We got to put rocks in your head.
Now we got type 4. You got any more thoughts about the type 3?
Type 3 might be more violent to humans because they recognize us as the bigger threat than anything else.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's God, it. That's all I wanted to say.
God, that's fucking scary. So now we got type 4s. Early man, Bigfoot, or the American Almas. So they're hairy humanoids that are more human in appearance with traits of prehistoric man. So they're kind of the ones who look like a little Neanderthalish. Yeah. I think the new movie coming out kind of looks like those guys, like a mix between those guys and a classic Sasquatch.
Wait, what new movie?
Sasquatch.
Whoa.
Bigfoots. I don't remember.
Is it like a horror movie?
No, it's like, it's like you're following a family of Bigfoots.
Whoa.
But it's very like, I want to say like, it's very like, I forget who the director is. If I said the director, you'd be like, oh, I know what kind of movie that's going to be. It looks cute. Like, yeah. It's just like four Bigfoots living their life. Yeah. There's like no talking. So I would not be able to see it in theaters. But other than that, it's going to be great. It looks really cute. I think you'll find it to be like adorable.
Yeah. All right. I'll look it up.
So these guys are a little bit smaller, leaner than the type ones, but they're still ripped. They got like pretty well-defined muscles. They have less facial hair than other types and are almost completely bald on the crown of their heads. So wasn't Harry?
I was going to say,
like that?
I feel like Harry and the Henderson Squatch is like, how big are these ones usually? Because he wasn't like huge, but he also wasn't small. And
a little bit smaller than type one. Let me go back, which I think was 7 feet.
They definitely make his hair like wispy, like at the top. Right. Like it's not necessarily
like
bald.
A balding man. Yeah, so it's 7 to 9 foot.
Okay, yeah.
And then, these guys are a little small. Well, 8 to 9 feet.
That's still fine. That might be what the Harry and the Henderson's one is based off of, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's the balding thing.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, yeah. Because that's what kind of makes them look more human.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird. But though they have been known to grow, like, beards and mustaches, which I don't know what that looks like.
Any illustrators out there that like us enough, draw it.
We can ask Ellen.
That's true. I want
to
see that.
I can ask him to do that for the...
Oh, different yeah. types of fucking... mustaches.
Oh yeah,
you got like a Fu Manchu and then like a handlebar and Wild West job. One
I'd like just sideburns.
Yeah,
that's a good look.
Oh, that'd be cute.
So they have round heads and hooded noses with wide mouths and square human-like teeth. We have impressions of their teeth, so that's how they know they kind of look square. Pasty gray or black skin with a leathery texture. So, like, kind of in the middle of, like, a human-primate hybrid thing. It's,
weird.
Like, pretty dead in the middle.
Yeah.
There are no reports of them using tools, so they're a little bit further than, like, from human-like than their, like, appearance would... Then they would seem from the outside.
Like developmentally not as, like, close to humans as some of the other ones.
Yeah. And that's that one. I kind of like them. They're very cute.
That is cute, but they're dumber than crows because crows can use tools.
That's like a part that I didn't put in, but a part that was written down when I was reading this.
Okay.
Like whatever source I was using was like, even crows are smarter than them.
Really?
Yeah.
We're on the same wavelength, me and the person who wrote that.
Now we're moving on to the Genasqua. They are physically large... hairy human. Physically similar. What? Physically they're similar to other Sasquatches. That's what I was trying to say. They're just like hairy humanoids. But they are believed to be more menacing, more aggressive, and larger than most other Bigfoots.
Whoa.
They're associated with Native American lore and linked to Algonquin-speaking tribes. I understand this is a fairly short section, but I'm white and I just kind of want to like look more into this before talking more about it. But that'll happen.
Yeah.
That we'll get a cool... designated episode. So the skunk ape, which is another one we're definitely gonna do a fucking full episode on.
Every time I hear the word skunk ape, I just think of beef.
Yeah. And it was funny going through like these types. I was getting to the end and I was like, oh, okay, so we're doing the Genosqua, like, so now we're naming stuff. But I was like, oh, maybe it's just because they're gonna go into like other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So they stopped, and then I brought skunk ape in. That is the only other one that they have. It's not type 5 skunk ape.
Yeah,
it's just skunk ape.
Yeah. Which, yeah, like, I brought beef to the woods once, and that's all he kept doing was like, I'm gonna wake up early and fucking...
go find skunk
ape. Yeah, go in the woods and look for skunk ape and bring guns. And they did. They didn't. Well,
Skunk ape resides in the Everglades.
Yeah.
He was a little off.
Not in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
No, it's southern. So they, which I also had to look up where the Everglades were, because I know, but I guess I didn't.
No, it's one of those things where you're always like, wow, I never really thought about this.
Yeah, like, it seems like it would be in some, like, honestly foreign country, and I was like, oh, that's Florida.
No, I mean, I might not leave this in, but I kind of did something similar looking up shit about Godzilla. Where I was like, why do they keep saying the hydrogen bomb? I know that that one was bad, but why won't they just say atomic bomb? And then I looked up the difference between an atomic bomb and a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah, and you're like, okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on. So, estimated to be... Nope. So they reside in the Everglades, and there's like 7 to 9 of them.
Whoa. They're
like, and estimated 7 to 9 individuals, and the highest concentrations of sightings in the Everglades. Oh, of all the Sasquatches, there are 7 to 9 skunk apes, and they are the ones that are seen the most.
Okay. Do you think it's just because they don't care because there's only like fucking 9 of them?
Probably, but also skunk apes seem to be ballsier.
Yeah.
So
also, people in the Everglades.
Really, really close to large cities.
Okay.
And supposedly one ran across I-75 in broad daylight.
Hell yeah. He's like, fuck you, look at my nuts.
Yeah, so I think that's like the either bravery or insanity of the skunk ape is what sets it apart from other Bigfoots.
Or just like maybe the lack of, like assuming that we're a threat.
Yeah, like they just don't.
They don't consider us a threat, so they don't feel the need to really stay away from us.
Forcing coexistence on us.
Yeah, hang out with me.
Honestly, I'm in your living room now. We're doing this. So males, this was interesting because it's the only one that they broke into male and females.
Oh, weird.
All of the sizes I've been giving for each episode that we end up doing, I'll go more into like the distinction between male and females, but like most of these didn't have it. This one says males were up to 7 feet tall and could be 350 pounds and the females are 5 to 6 feet tall and 180 to 250 pounds.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's backwards. With like wild animals and stuff like that, and especially predatory animals, most of the times the females are a little bit bigger.
Really?
Yeah, I mean like dinosaurs for sure.
Yeah. Most confirmed sightings involve individuals, but in recent years, people have been seeing them kind of traveling with more than one. And they have reddish black fur.
Reddish black?
Reddish black fur.
Is that why they're the skunk ape?
Yeah, maybe. What? Why would that make it?
I don't know.
They've all had reddish black fur.
Yeah, but that was the only one that you said reddish black. All the other ones you were like auburn or like poop brown or like...
Because they're different colored, Sam.
Fine.
It's just a reddish brown. It's like a maroon.
I just always pictured them to be black and white.
Skunk apes? That'd be sick. Like, yeah. Look like a skunk?
Yeah.
Like striped?
Yes.
That'd be sick.
That's what they look like.
Rich.
Call Bifro. We're changing it.
No, this is Bigfoot 411.
Sorry, Bigfoot 411. We're changing what skunk apes look like to make them more fun.
Make them look cooler. Yeah.
Is that it?
Boom. Now we can move on to ones of the world.
Yeah.
Cool. So we got Almas. They are alternatively called Almasti. They look like humans, but they're covered in fur. They're reported from the Altai Mountains in Mongolia and the Tian Shan Mountains in China.
Whoa.
They have been reported as far as Russia. They're known by Abnawayu in the Caucasus Mountains. Or, why did I try to do this to myself? Banhua and Ocho Kochi in Armenia.
Whoa. Cool.
Yeah. Actually, with this one, I can put up some of the, like, different names and stuff if you guys want it. I don't know. Maybe I'll throw that somewhere. But their hair is usually curly. They have, like, red or reddish brown, sometimes black fur. Not auburn!
All right, not auburn.
These guys distinctly never have auburn.
Never. Never been in auburn.
Large jaws and heavy eyebrow ridges are pretty common. Visible areas of skin on the face, hands, and feet, but the skin's usually kind of dark. Yeah, you don't like the way I said that?
No.
It wasn't no fur, it's just visible skin.
Yeah, don't
visible
like.
Visible areas of skin. You're right, that is a weird way to say that. So they're usually about 5 feet tall, but could be 6'5" sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the Almas. And then we have the orange pendek, which are reported on an island, the island of Sumatra in Indonesia. They're reddish brown, 5 feet tall and ape-like. They're about 4 feet tall, so they're like little guys.
Little babies.
Supposedly beautiful and like very graceful, and they've been regularly reported since 1923. But in 2003 on the island of Flores, there was a discovery of Homo florensiensis, a small species of human that was known to survive until about 12,000 years ago, meaning that whatever is going on, no, meaning that this Homo florensiensis cohabitated in this area with Homo sapiens.
Whoa.
Yeah, so there's like this weird crossover where they're suggesting interbreeding.
Ew. Sorry, I don't know why that like...
Extra outside of... Interbreeding. What is it called? Right.
Interbreded?
Outside of their species breeding.
I don't know. Interbred?
I sound real dumb right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, so they're fucking an animal.
Yeah, that's why I said ew, because at first I was like, ew. And then I was like, wait, why did I say ew? What upsets me about that? These are people. And then I was like, no, because one of them is an animal.
Yeah, it's like, well, and it's like not even that. It's like, it'd be like if we like fucked a missing link. Mm. You'd be like, I don't know if that's right.
It's like that borderline of like, was this okay?
I'm going to say just weird and just animals are horny sometimes and humans are animals, I guess. So yeah, that's what we're going with. yeah. So let's talk about Yetis. You want to talk about Yetis?
Yeah.
So Yetis are broken down into like a couple things themselves. As I said before, Yetis are not American in any way, like North or South America. Like, no. They are from the Himalayan mountains of Tibet and Nepal.
Only there?
Several types of them have been found there. There are other places, but they are from, like, the Himalayan mountains. Okay. I don't know.
Like, you're fine.
They're Asian.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, Russia has some shit going on where they're, like, talking about them.
That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about the Dyatlov Pass.
Yeah, Russia has, like, some of their own, but, like, the Tibetan ones are just, like, significantly older because of how we've been able to track lore. Like, they've been around for a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to describe creatures from other remote areas of Asia as well. It seems like they use the word Yeti or something like a Yeti as a catch-all, sort of like Bigfoot.
Okay, so the winter Bigfoot.
Kinda, yeah. But Yeti's actually a mistranslation of like their native names. A lot of them kind of have similar sounds, and I'm probably going to butcher them because I don't fucking know where to put emphasis on stuff. But like, there's the Tsutse. Dyutse? Like, I'm trying to figure out how any of these kind of sound like Yeti. And I think maybe you can help me, but okay. We'll see. So they're the biggest. They're like hulking giants who walk on all four sometimes, and they seem like a half bear, half ape. They seem super mythical. There's not much out about them. I think it's just like a common thing to call. I don't even want to be like an old god or anything, but like, it's just like a very commonly known spiritual thing.
Okay.
Paranormal thing. I don't know. And then there's Theima, which is like a 3-foot tall frog eating Yeti from the jungle valleys. Sometimes they're thought to be juvenile Yetis, and they're the most human-like, but they could just go around, they eat up frogs.
Eat frogs?
Yeah, they just eat up frogs.
Munch.
And they're little.
That's cute.
Yeah. Some researchers think that they may have been just primitive humans. Said to be the most ignored by the Crypto Zoo, which is where I've got a lot of this information.
Rude.
Due to insufficient research, it just seems like not that many people are looking into them. But they're also lumped in with the Meitei.
Okay.
Which I can't tell if that sounds like Yeti.
Meitei, I feel like Meitei sounds like the closest to Yeti if it's like just like, I don't know.
It's not
two syllables. It kind
it's
of
like cadence wise, mm-hmm. Like I get it.
Well, like K, T.
Yeah.
Unless it's supposed to be Yete.
Yete. Well, that's kind of why I'm like Mete, Yete. Like maybe.
Yeah, like maybe we're saying Yeti like a fucking plebe.
What if we started correcting everybody on how they say
it? I'm sorry, it's Yete.
Yeah, I would love that. Also, we're calling juggalos juggalos now.
Love that.
And we're calling Dan Aykroyd the Ack.
Why?
I just decided it.
All right.
So, Meitei is actually the classic Yeti, which is kind of why I put it last. We have the most information about it. So, if you've read about a Yeti, probably these guys. They're about 6 feet tall. They got that, like, pointed top of the head. Like
Jimmy Neutron-ass looking motherfucker.
That's the Jimmy Neutron-ass looking motherfucker, yes. That's what we should call this episode. Bigfoots, Jimmy Neutron-ass looking motherfuckers.
Yeti. And the Yeti.
They're very distinctly humanoid and not often mistaken for an animal. Like,
yeah.
People are like,
they're like,
that's a person.
That's a fucking Yeti.
That's a Yeti. They have long, shaggy hair, which indicates that they're mountain creatures, but they are actually valley dwellers. They do travel through the high mountains to pass between the valleys for like food and shit, but like they don't live up there. We just see them up there. We've seen them a lot because when you climb up a mountain, you become like really visible to the shit that's below you. Like,
yeah.
But in the forests and the valleys, it makes it very well camouflaged. It's essentially wearing a ghillie suit. So
yeah.
Like that works.
I'm also just thinking about This is so dumb. They're winter fur and not winter fur. Their top coat versus their lower coat. That's
so cute. Such a cute
Don't
dog.
Shave them. They're insulated for a reason.
Don't you dare fucking shave them. Unless they're into it. I don't know. Just ask them first. So they live in super remote areas. So they've been eluding researchers for like the 60 years that we've been seeing them, but also 60 years does not seem long enough.
That's not very long.
But yeah, after their reported first sighting, maybe I didn't add 20 years to that because I don't know when what I was reading 80? Was written. Add 40 years to that.
All right.
I don't know.
40 years to 80 or 40 years to 60.
I don't know. I was really high when I was writing all of this, and I was like, this makes total sense.
Let's just say the Yetis have been around for a little over than 100 years.
100.
Sorry, Yeti.
100 million billion years. where was I? Regardless of the amount of documentation, it is one of the most disputed of the hairy humanoids. We're going back to that.
Okay.
Yeah, so people like to fight over whether or not Yetis exist, which is kind of Yetis exist. it's often venerated as a spiritual being and is sometimes worshipped. Some of that stuff I would love to touch on. Again, this is not my culture. I'd have to research more, but it does seem like people are like very into Yetis to like a very religious point.
I do have a lot of weird questions about Yetis ever since I did learn about the Dyatlov, which I don't know if I'm saying that right either, past, because I like distinctly remember like cartoons, like maybe it was like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, but like Yetis being radioactive, and like that was like a really big part of like
what the fuck
the Dyatlov past. Like, yeah, like see, like it's like a weird memory that I'm like,
no, and you were like, we were just talking about like locking memories from like childhood television and stuff, and like what the fuck was
I don't know. It might not be Bugs Bunny, it could be like literally any cartoon from growing up.
If
but
we figure it out between now and when we put this episode out, we should try to like share a clip of that.
Yeah, but I always wondered if like that was like just something from the cartoon that I just remember,
sure,
or if there is a weird thing about Yetis being radioactive.
Well, probably. Like, I feel like that imagery cannot just come out of nowhere. Aside from, like, maybe the time that it was written and people being worried about...
If it was...
radioactivity and, like, nuclear weapons.
If it was a Bugs Bunny thing, that would make sense.
That actually makes a lot of sense. But, like, then what happens when you put that image out into the world?
Then everybody's going to start thinking that...
It becomes a part of the fabric of the lore.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't believe you just did that to my brain.
It's something I've been thinking about for, like, the entire time I've, like, thought about the Dyatlov past stuff, where, like, I think that recently just got solved, but it was originally, like...
Well, it got solved, quote-unquote, 47 million times.
That's true. So, you're right.
I don't know. Still a fucking crazy story.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, though. Go look it up.
We could.
We could.
Maybe on a bonus episode, it actually wouldn't be bad to do for this.
That'd be cool.
We gotta do a bonus episode. But this is something that needs to be looked into further. That's what I already said. What the fuck? I keep trying to do segues. It's not working. It is believed to have interbreeded with humans. Other legends do say there is absolutely no breeding population, so I don't know how the fuck they exist still.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I do, because this is this one, and this is really fun, and I think you're gonna like this. People who think that there's no breeding population believe that the Yeti is a transmogrified quasi-solid ghost of a dead human or demon assigned to guard the mountain.
Whoa, I think I might have heard that before.
Yeah, Yeti, or not yet, like, I guess I didn't realize it was Yetis, but something being, like, a human soul being what they are, like, I have a vague memory of that, too.
Like, but the guardian of the mountain.
Yeah, but that's some of that religious stuff, so I want to go into that at some point.
Yeah, like, a Guardians episode.
Oh my god.
Guardians to the plane.
We need to like be actively writing this shit.
You're right, because I also had another idea while doing this, like for the Bigfoot series of like doing Bigfoots in pop culture.
I think I have that.
Because I just like kept thinking, I also kept thinking earlier of the Bigfoot Gang. Have you ever watched that movie?
Wait, where they go out and hunt for Bigfoot?
Yeah, and what's a cue hole? Why don't you look in the mirror? That's all I ever think.
Yeah, no, fuck, yeah. I, like, watched that not too long ago, actually. That's weird.
Yeah.
And it keeps popping up on my Tubi. It's like, do you want to watch this again? I'm like, I don't.
The guy who walks around with the cup the whole time and no shirt. And they call him Shirts.
There's another, the Bigfoot. Fuck. There's another, like, it's like a horror, like, docudrama that I was watching the other day that was pretty fun.
Bigfoots. There's so much Bigfoot, like, fucking pop culture, though.
Yeah, well, this one was, like, very, like, we're old men of the mountain, and we're gonna go find the old man of the mountain.
Okay.
It's supposed to be, like, a research team Word. Going out. So, but the Bigfoot gang is, like, cute.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like a cute movie.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's a coming-to-age story.
Yeah.
Sick mullets in that movie.
Such
though.
Good mullets. Well, everyone just looks cool.
Yeah.
Which we like. We like a cool looking guy. So you want to go back to you want to come back to the States?
Sure.
We've been talking for a minute. So I'll just kind of, these are all quick anyway. They're just like little tidbits of like little different creatures who have been associated with Bigfoot or are believed to be like Bigfoot's relatives throughout the U.S. and like kind of where you can find them and what they're called.
Yeah, like Bigfoot's cousins.
Yeah. So the Grassman.
Cool.
Is a Bigfoot from Ohio who has legends up to 150 years old. He's a hairy humanoid who eats grass and wheat. And then there's the Falk Monster from Arkansas, also known as the Boggy Creek Monster and the Swamp Stalker.
Like that, Boggy Creek.
Yeah. Boggy Creek. Is it Boggy Creek? No, Woodbugger, the next one. Looking up Boggy Creek and Woodbugger, there's like restaurants and stuff. Like, there's so many people who are like, sick name, that they just like name their shit after it.
Well, it's like certain places will lean into certain like lore. I mean, that poster, the Bigfoot poster that I have up there is from like Northern California.
Sure.
Like, when,
oh, yeah.
When Bats was there and Bats was talking about how like literally everybody's like, yeah, he's real.
Oh, yeah. And, that's the weird spiritual shit that they love. Californians are weird, specifically. That's what I mean. So the Falk Monster was sighted in the early 1970s and allegedly attacked a family. There is a 1972 docu-horror flick thing called The Legend of Boggy Creek.
Heard of that.
Yeah, that is wildly fun, but super fucking slow. And yeah, I don't know. That's it. That's the Falk Monster. I don't know. I didn't really think about that. And then there's the Woodbugger.
Booger?
Booger. Like booger. Boogeyman? Like booger?
Wood boogie.
They're in Virginia. We could probably go there and see, ask them where their boogers are at.
We can do that.
But their name derived from a rumor that they would carry small habits. A habit of carrying small children off into the woods. So Monster of Whitehall is the next one from Whitehall, New York. It's a highly sighted creature that's been around for 100 years. It's also known as the Gulf Squatch. Its most prominent sighting was in 1976, and it became national news when the owner of a golf course was out with his dogs checking the sprinklers, and he saw this massive creature around the first hole. The creature saw them and then fled into the woods, and now it's the course's mascot.
Cool.
Yeah. Then there's Momo from Missouri. It's been sighted since the 70s, described by two young boys and their sisters as having a pumpkin-shaped head and glowing orange eyes.
Whoa, pumpkin head.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
the
not
first thing
head,
they said
but...
was pumpkin-sized head, and I was like, pumpkins come in so many sizes, like, that's not a thing.
You're
and
right.
Then, yeah, they must have typed something wrong, because then they wrote pumpkin-shaped head, and I was like, got it, like, Lorenzo nailed it.
Lorenzo-looking-ass motherfucker.
Sounds like an awful thing to say to somebody.
Yes.
So then we got the Honey Island Swamp Monster from Louisiana. They're also called the Cajun Squatch or La Bête Maure.
Maure.
La Bête Maure. The Louisiana Wookiee or the Thing.
Cool.
Yeah. And then there's the Dewey Lake Monster, whose name is used in Michigan. They're also called the Sister Lake Squatch. They were seen in the summer of 1964 after the sightings and tourist traps started being placed around, kind of like you were just saying, they got referred to as the Monster Town USA by the Chicago newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one town in Michigan where it was seen. So it's believed to be an image seen by folks who were like fucked up on strawberries, that they like just saw this weird humanoid thing walking around and they're like, they were fucked up on strawberries. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Weird.
It feels like they ate weird berries that made them hallucinate and they just called them strawberries.
Word.
But also that could just be people being like, nah, hippies, rah, which I get.
Yeah.
So then there's the Mongolian monster from Arizona. They're nocturnal, they're omnivorous, and they're territorial. They have been known to be violent. They can mimic birds, coyotes, and other wildlife, which is another thing that kind of happens a lot that I didn't see more. A lot of people say that like they heard something, and then they heard something else, and they're like, I knew it was the same thing. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But they are believed to be able to whistle. They can also build nests out of pine needles, twigs, and leaves. They are rock throwers.
Cool.
Which is pretty common. And they're believed to have decapitated deer and other wildlife. Their screams sound like a woman screaming in, like, pain. And they have predator-like behavior. They're known to stalk things.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, active predator-like behavior. Not just, like, I'm hungry. But yeah. Like, I want to fuck with you.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Then we got the big money monster, who's from southern Illinois. They are pale white and musky. They're, yeah.
Musky.
Traces of large animals walking through the area. It was seen they were tracked by dogs, and it left, like, this weird slime around.
Cool.
A cop came by with his dog. It was, like, a cop dog. And touched the slime, and it left, like, this weird black coloring on his fingers. The dog, like, continued to kind of pursue it. But every time it found new slime, it was, like, really hesitant to approach it.
Ew.
The dog and the cop tracked it to a steep embankment where the dog almost, like, pulled the cop over the ledge.
Whoa.
Right? And then, like, over the edge was this lake. And then on the other side, the trail was just too dense. So they kind of just gave up.
Yeah.
Nothing really came of that. Then there's the Old Man on the Mountain in West Virginia. There is a museum, the Old Man of the Mountain Museum, that houses 40 plaster casts believed to be Bigfoot's tracks. There's also, like, there's got to be more than 40 at the Cryptozoology Museum in Portland, Maine, too.
Probably.
Yeah, there's so many up there. Curators believed, so, oh, I'm sorry, the museum, the Old Man of the Mountain Museum, was someone attempted to break into it twice. And the curators believe it's because they were trying to steal the actual evidence that they have of Sasquatch.
Whoa.
But these guys are reported to be docile and non-aggressive creatures, which travel in fairly small family units.
Damn.
Yeah. And then the other names that Bigfoot goes by more commonly, they're not the only names, are the Wild Man, the Bushman, and the Tree Man.
Cool.
So that's our little intro to Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
A lot of stuff that we said, but I think it was good.
Yeah, I don't know. Bigfoot shit's wild, man.
Dude, and there's just so much of it. It's kind of insane. Like, I think on the Wikipedia page, there's like 250 resources. And I was like, I'll just blow through a couple of the... No, like, yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah, well, that's why, like, you know, there's no way in fuck that you can do Bigfoot in one episode and be able to get all the information out there. Like, I mean...
Well, and, like...
Some of it, sure.
Not that they're all distinctly very cool, but, like,
yeah.
Most of them, I'm like, what's going on with this dude?
But, I mean, not even, like, breaking it down into each individual one. It's just more, like the theories behind it.
The theories are fucking crazy. You're right. The pop culture's nuts. I'm always interested in the religious shit. Like, this thing is old as fuck.
Yeah.
People have been talking about this shit for, like, hundreds of years. So, like, I don't know. It's very... It's huge. And, like, people are, like... People spend their lives...
Yeah.
Like, looking for this thing.
That's also true.
It's just like, what the fuck, man?
Maybe that could be a thing, too. Bigfoot organizations. Or see if we could find somebody who might want to talk to us.
I guarantee Bigfoot would talk to us.
You really think so?
100%.
We don't have enough followers for them.
What do they care?
That's true. They can't lose shit.
They've been an organization since before Bigfoot was cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, Bigfoot became cool, like, the last, like, I mean, probably in our lifetime. Like, I feel...
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, there's, like, so much more weird lore. I mean, like, think about, like, Murder Mountain. Like, in just even, like, What was the other documentary that wasn't Murder Mountain? It was like Bigfoot and Weed, but it basically was just talking about a case.
I think it was called Bigfoot Hunters or something.
No, Bigfoot Hunters is like a whole ass TV show.
No, not that one then. No, it had a name. Bigfoot was in the name.
Yeah.
And it was like,
I was also like,
we're going to go find Bigfoot. And then you watch it and you're like, this has nothing to do with Bigfoot.
No. It wasn't that they were going to find it, but you're right. It was like I was like, what the fuck? It was about like a murder that happened in Humboldt County that...
Man, that guy just like went way off track.
Yeah, like I was like, this is all supposed to be about, like, they had Bigfoot researchers and shit come in. And then like the second episode, it was like, this has nothing to do with Bigfoot. And
it's,
I was
actually
like,
drugs.
False advertisement.
Yeah, no, it was like that. It's that Birdman of Alcatraz book.
Yeah.
Where they're like, Birdman of Alcatraz's roommate. And it was like, I literally was like, yeah, I saw him. And then the whole story was not that. And I was like, you can't name it. You can't name a thing Bigfoot and then not talk about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's 9 episodes.
Well, you know.
You mentioned him once and you barely said anything.
Yeah.
I'm clearly mad about that fucking series.
Birdman whooped my ass, all right? So we're just going to end everything.
Birdman whooped your ass?
Have you ever listened to Wesley Willis?
Who?
Oh my God. Are you fucking for real?
No.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to have to do this in a little bit, but not right now. Whatever. This is our Bigfoot series, starting it off hot, ending it on Wesley Willis.
You know what we never talked about?
What?
Are we going straight in a row?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we need to. I mean, we can. I think with us going back and revisiting some of our bigger ones, like, it might be kind of hard for us to do straight in a row. But I do think, like, it'd be a fun summer series.
Yeah. So, look forward to more Bigfoot stuff coming.
We might be doing a Shadow Person episode after this. Who knows? But Bigfoot will be within the next couple of rotations. But
Yeah. I'm going to keep working on this. We'll figure out some other fun stuff to throw in here.
Yeah. I think we're going to stop doing some of the small ones that nobody has ever, ever heard of. We'll probably still do them, but not as often as we have been.
We'll try to find ways to lump stuff in so that there's like more information.
But I think we're going to start tackling some of the bigger shit that we like have been wanting to do for a while but keep putting off because we're like, that's really big, but I think it'll be more fun and more fun for you guys and us.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
Well, this is you can find us on those internets at email us at area215pod@gmail.com. tell us your Bigfoot story, or do you prefer Skunk Ape? Do you like Bigfoots or Big Feet? Because I kind of like Big Feet better than Bigfoots. I'm not going to lie.
Don't ask people if they like Big Feet.
Well,
because then they're going to email us and then it's going to
Because you've been asking for blood-covered fucking titties for almost 4 years now.
You're right. We should tell them we both have small feet, though. Oh, maybe we... Yeah, we got small feet.
I have
tiny-feeted podcasters over here.
I have hooves.
Yeah, they're small hooves.
Little hooves.
Still foots.
Me hooves. You can find us on Instagram at area_215. We have a Ko-Fi and a Patreon. Ko-Fi if you just want to send us money one time because you love us, and Patreon if you want to get all of our bonus shit, cocktail recipes, and whatever the fuck else we feel like putting on there. Like,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we got shirts.
We got shirts. We got stickies, and
up. We'll figure out how to get it to you.
Word. That's all for now.
All right. We love you. Ave Satanas, motherfuckers.
See you guys in the dimension where Bigfoot lives.
Ugh.
This is Sam Hot Vodka.
Buffy the Two-Inch Punisher. Whoa.
Smell you later.
I just yawned into the microphone.
Whoa.
Meow, meow, meow. Fuck, I put it in a robot voice. Hello?
We're talking about hairy humanoids. More fussy.